Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a story that's incredibly impactful and frankly, quite gut-wrenching. It's about how personal tragedy can absolutely cripple a business, even one valued at a significant amount.
That's right. We received a powerful account from a listener, let's call her Sarah, whose family built a business valued at around $350,000. It wasn't just their income, it was their legacy. And then, in a single moment, a devastating car crash incapacitated the key people, and the business, their entire livelihood, was on the brink of collapse.
It's a stark reminder of how intertwined our personal lives and professional lives are. We often think about the physical recovery from an accident, which is obviously paramount. But Sarah's story immediately highlights the secondary, often more insidious, impact, the operational and financial implosion of the business.
Exactly. Imagine being the engine of your business, the client relations, the management, the critical decisions, and suddenly you can't do any of it. You're fighting for your health in a hospital, and the business, your financial world, is effectively without a leader. The ripple effect is immediate and profound.
Let's start with the immediate aftermath. The script details an immediate operational collapse. What does that look like on the ground?
It's pretty brutal. Orders stop getting fulfilled because the people who knew how to do the work are gone. Client relationships, built on trust, start to deteriorate because there's no one to answer calls or follow up. Staff are left in limbo, worried about their own jobs.
And this isn't just an inconvenience, it's a direct financial hit. Every day the business is stalled, revenue disappears, but expenses like rent and payroll keep coming. It's a vicious cycle where the inability to operate fuels financial strain, making recovery even harder.
The psychological shock for the family must have been immense. They're dealing with intense physical pain and recovery uncertainty, while also facing the existential threat to their business. It forces a confrontation with mortality and the fragility of everything they've built.
It really underscores how quickly a business tied so closely to the owner's capacity can become unsustainable. That $350,000 valuation, representing years of work, can evaporate when the operational gears just grind to a halt. It's a tough lesson.
Absolutely. And this brings us to the next critical point, the insurance gap, when policies fall short. We assume insurance is our safety net, but often, it's not designed for these specific, catastrophic scenarios.
Right. You might have general liability, property insurance, maybe workers' comp. But a car crash incapacitating the owners? That's a complex area. Disability insurance might have low caps or exclusions. Business interruption insurance often has very specific triggers and might not cover owner incapacitation.
And don't forget the accident itself. Was there adequate underinsured motorist coverage? Assuming the other party's insurance will cover hundreds of thousands in damages and lost income is a dangerous gamble.
The gap between expected payouts and the reality of claims is a common story. Insurance companies operate within policy limits. When claims push those boundaries, you get denials, lengthy investigations, and disputes. That $350,000 valuation feels like a distant dream against mounting medical bills and lost income.
It's a harsh reality check. This leads us into deconstructing business value, the owner-operator vulnerability. What does that $350,000 really represent?
That's the core question. Is it just tangible assets, or is a huge chunk tied to the intangible goodwill, client relationships, and critically, the owner's direct labor and expertise? In Sarah's case, it was likely the latter.
When the owners are sidelined, the engine stalls, and that value starts to erode rapidly. This model, where the business can't function without the owners, is incredibly vulnerable. It's like a house of cards built on their well-being.
Compare that to businesses with diversified management or passive ownership. The lesson is about building resilience into the business structure itself. We need to ask, what happens if the key people can't work?
And how much of our business value is directly dependent on that personal involvement? Mitigating that dependency is key. This ties directly into the cascading financial and emotional fallout.
The business collapse isn't just lost revenue, it's a domino effect. Lost income creates a gaping hole, swallowing savings, depleting emergency funds, and likely leading to significant personal debt. Medical bills pile up alongside living expenses.
And it impacts employees too, jeopardizing their livelihoods. A flowchart of this would show the accident leading to operational failure, then lost revenue, escalating medical debt, depleted savings, increased personal debt, and potentially loss of assets like a home.
The long-term financial future and retirement plans are profoundly affected. But beyond the numbers, the emotional toll is immense. Losing not just income, but a legacy, a dream they poured their lives into. Rebuilding from zero while dealing with physical and emotional scars is a heavy burden.
This is why building resilience, proactive strategies for survival, is so crucial. Sarah's story is a painful lesson, but it's also a call to action for business owners.
Absolutely. The overwhelming takeaway is proactive mitigation. For owners reliant on their personal capacity, a safety net isn't optional, it's essential. This means prioritizing the right insurance.
Beyond the basics, think comprehensive disability with high limits and extended benefits. Key person insurance can be a lifeline, paying out to the business if a critical individual is lost. And ensure business interruption insurance is broad enough for various scenarios.
Then there's succession planning and cross-training. If specialized knowledge rests with one or two people, what happens if they're gone? Training others to step into critical roles creates a buffer, allowing the business to continue functioning.
Building substantial emergency funds, separate from operating capital, is also vital. This provides a cushion for both personal and business emergencies. Diversifying income streams, if possible, adds another layer of security.
And don't underestimate the power of a strong professional network. Mentors, advisors, and peers can offer invaluable support and practical assistance during a crisis. Preparing for the worst isn't about fear, it's about strategic decisions.
It's about building a business that's resilient and adaptable, capable of weathering storms. Sarah's story is a stark reminder of our vulnerability, but also a powerful impetus to protect what we've built and ensure our financial future isn't annihilated by a personal tragedy.
This brings us to the conclusion, beyond the bottom line, safeguarding your legacy. It's about actionable steps, not hypotheticals. Think of it like driving, you wouldn't do it without safety features, yet many businesses operate without them.
We need to look beyond standard policies. What about coverage for the loss of use of key equipment tied to specific expertise? Or cyber insurance, highlighting how interconnected modern businesses are? A breach can cripple operations just as effectively as a physical disaster.
Key person insurance is incredibly relevant. A policy taken out by the business on its most vital employees, often the owners. If that key person dies or becomes disabled, the policy pays out to the business, providing capital to survive, hire replacements, or cover lost revenue.
For Sarah's family, this could have been a critical buffer, keeping the lights on while they focused on recovery. It's an investment that pays dividends when the unthinkable happens.
Then there's the power of documentation and operational standardization. If critical knowledge resides solely with the owners, their absence creates a knowledge vacuum. Detailed manuals, SOPs, and video tutorials can democratize that knowledge.
This allows less experienced employees to step in or provides a roadmap for quick learning. It's about creating a business that can function, even partially, without its star players.
Consider a disaster recovery plan for your business, not just for physical damage, but for the absence of key people. Who has access to accounts? Who can sign checks? Who speaks to clients? A clear, documented plan accessible to trusted individuals prevents chaos.
It's about contingency plans for your contingency plans. And we can't forget the human element. The emotional toll is immense, the stress of recovery coupled with the existential threat to their life's work.
This is where a strong support system becomes invaluable. Friends, family, mentors, professional counselors, they provide the emotional scaffolding. Prioritizing mental and emotional well-being is as critical as any insurance policy.
Ultimately, Sarah's story is a stark wake-up call. For many small businesses, the line between personal and professional is non-existent. The owner is the business, and their well-being is tied to its survival.
The lesson is to acknowledge this deep connection and build safeguards accordingly. That $350,000 valuation represented years of life, effort, and dreams. Protecting it requires a comprehensive strategy that goes far beyond the obvious.
It requires foresight, preparation, and confronting uncomfortable possibilities. So that when life inevitably throws curveballs, you're not left with just wreckage. Now, let's move on to the summary table.
Great! The summary table breaks down the core elements. First, owner dependence. The strength is strong commitment and expertise driving success, but the weakness is extreme vulnerability if owners are incapacitated.
Exactly. Then insurance coverage. The insight is that appropriate insurance provides a safety net. The challenge is that inadequate policies or gaps leave critical vulnerabilities during catastrophic events.
For business valuation, the insight is that tangible assets and client relationships add worth. However, the weakness is that valuation tied heavily to owners' labor is fragile and erodes quickly without them.
Moving on to operational continuity. The strength here is that cross-training and documented procedures can enable continued operation. The challenge is that lack of these creates knowledge vacuums and paralysis.
And finally, financial reserves and planning. The insight is that sufficient emergency funds and diversified income provide buffers. The challenge is that depleted savings and lack of contingency planning exacerbate the impact of tragedies.
This covers the key factors, strengths, and challenges. It really encapsulates the core issues Sarah's family faced and the lessons embedded within their story.
It does. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the comprehensive summary. It's a lot to absorb, but hopefully, it provides a clear framework for understanding the profound risks involved when personal tragedy strikes a business.
Absolutely. It's a sobering topic, but one that demands our attention as business owners and as individuals. Thanks for walking through this incredibly important story with us.